This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasad with the news headlines first. Government of Nepal expresses dissatisfaction over India inaugurating the road linking Mansarovar via Lipu Lake. Foreign Ministry says territory to the east of Mahakali belongs to Nepal. Communist Party chairman do express concern over the Indian move to construct road in Lipu Lake. Number of cases of coronavirus reaches 109 after 7 more people tested positive yesterday. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel stresses on valiant effort from all sides to prevent the spread of coronavirus, and as many as 280,000 people across the world die due to coronavirus infection. Now the news in detail. The government has objected to the inauguration of Link Road via India connecting to Lipu Lake, Nepal, which passes through Nepali territory. Issuing a press note yesterday, the government reminded that Nepal consistently maintained that as per the Sugauli Treaty 1816, all the territories east of Kali Mahakali River, including Limpiadhura, Kalapani and Lipu Lake, belong to Nepal. The government further said the unilateral act runs against the understanding reached between the two countries. The government also called upon the Indian government to refrain from carrying out any activity inside the territory of Nepal. Meanwhile, ruling Nepal Communist Party has expressed serious concern over India building a road linking Mansarovar via Lipu Lake of Nepal. Releasing a press release signed by both the chairman, the Communist Party has said that the latest Indian move of constructing the road in Nepali territory has violated Nepal's sovereignty and territorial integrity, stating that all the historical documents and evidences have pointed that Lipu Lake region belongs to Nepal. The party has asked India not to carry out any activity that would further complicate the border dispute. The Ministry of Health and Population has said the number of people tested positive for coronavirus reaches 109 so far. The ministry, at a regular press briefing yesterday, stated 3 new cases of COVID-19 infection were found at Bhulkiya of Udaipur, 3 in Kapilvastu and 1 at Chapkaya Parsa district. It said the new cases were confirmed through the tests carried out at the National Health Laboratory Kathmandu and at the Koshi Hospital Biratnagar Laboratory. The ministry has said coronavirus infection have been found in 3 women of Bhulke, Udaipur, who are 18, 45 and 65 years old, in 3 men of Kapilvastu, who are 17 and 18 years respectively, and in a 62-year-old man of Chapkaya Parsa. The ministry said health condition of all the infected persons was normal and they were kept under the observation of the health workers. COVID-19 Crisis Management Center has officially launched an app for the effective management of the coronavirus crisis. The app user can know about the coronavirus testing provision and preventive measures. Inaugurating the app yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel called on all sides for valiant effort to control and mitigate the coronavirus crisis. A parliamentary committee of the Federal Parliament has decided to hold discussions with the government regarding the steps taken to ensure the territorial integrity of Nepal after India constructed a road linking Mansarovar via Lipu Lake. Good Governance Management Committee of the Federal Parliament is going to hold discussions with the Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa and Foreign Minister Pradeep Gyamali, among other high-level authority, this morning. A special hospital to treat coronavirus-infected persons is coming to operation in State 2. The hospital is established by the State 2 government in the premises of nursing campus. Dr. Ram Prasad Khimire, secretary at the Social Development Ministry of the state, said the 50-bed hospital has 8-bed ICU units. Meanwhile, 8-bed isolation units has also been established at Pokhariya 4 of Parsa district. Test for coronavirus among a total of 2,444 persons returned home from India has stopped after the shortage of testing kits. So far, rapid diagnostic test has been conducted among 1,719 persons and PCR among 337 in Doti District. District Public Health Office Chief Ramesh Malashi informed that there was shortage of testing kits, so tests among all returned home from India had not been possible. The civil hospital has resumed OPD services halted for long due to ongoing lockdown. Administrative officer at hospital Ranjana Nepal said the hospital was providing regular services including OPD and other critical services except eye and dental checkup. The hospital has launched a separate unit for fever clinic targeting the fever patients in the wake of COVID-19. Nepal added that the hospital was referring the COVID-19 suspected patients to the dedicated hospital established for the treatment of COVID-19. The hospital is also providing orthopedic surgery services. You're listening to Radio Nepal ADM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छ त्यस नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Preparations are going on to test throat swab samples en masse for the coronavirus in Nepalganj, which has appeared as a hotspot of the virus. According to District Public Health Office Bagi official and focal person for COVID-19, Naresh Shrestha, a sufficient amount of kits to conduct the mass swab collection has arrived in the district for testing through the RT-PCR method. Nepal Communist Party spokesperson Arinkaj Shrestha has stressed on the need of taking an immediate step in regard with a road built by India unilaterally along the Nepal territory. Shrestha expressed his concern over the move of Indian government. Police have arrested 33 students staging protest against the Indian move of unilateral opening of Link Road to Mansarovar. The students carrying placards and national flags staged protest in front of the Kathmandu-based Indian embassy yesterday. According to Metropolitan Police Circle Chief SSP Shyamlal Gyanwali, they were arrested on the charge of violating the ongoing lockdown. Police said a case of mistreatment against police would be filed against four Chinese involved in manhandling police by breaking off the prohibited zone in front of Singhadarbar on Friday. A group of Chinese citizens tried to break the prohibited zone in front of Singhadarbar and clashed with police. Except the four, others have been released. The Chinese nationals were demanding arrangement for them to return home. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. More than 4 million confirmed cases of coronavirus have been reported around the world, according to data collected by Johns Hopkins University. The global death toll has also risen to above 280,000, with more than 4 million infected. The US remains the worst hit country, accounting for over a quarter of confirmed cases and a third of deaths. Experts warn the true number of infections is likely to be far higher, with low testing rates in many countries skewing the data. Delhi death tolls are continuing to drop in some nations, including Spain, but there is concern that easing lockdown restriction could lead to a second wave of infections. In addition, the governments are bracing for economic fallout as the pandemic hits global markets and supply chains. At least 6 people were killed when protesters angry at the distribution of food aid clashed with security forces in western Afghanistan. The violence began after demonstrators gathered in Firjok, the capital of Khor province, to complain about the perceived failure to help poor during the coronavirus pandemic. Gunmen in the crowd attacked government office, prompting security forces to open fire. The Interior Ministry said 2 policemen and 4 civilians died in the incident. Ethiopia on Saturday admitted it was behind the shooting down over privately owned cannon plane in Somalia earlier this week, resulting in the deaths of all six people on board. The plane was shot down on Monday by Ethiopian troops protecting a camp in the town of Bardali in southwestern Somalia, the Ethiopian army said in a statement to the African Union. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in the western region, along with the eastern and central hilly regions, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 27.9 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 13.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Government of Nepal expresses dissatisfaction over India inaugurating the road linking Mansarovar via Lipu Lake. Foreign Ministry says territory to the east of Mahakali belongs to Nepal. Communist Party chairman Duo expressed concern over the Indian move to construct a road in Lipu Lake. Number of cases of coronavirus reaches 109 after 7 more people tested positive yesterday. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel stresses on valiant efforts from all sides to prevent the spread of coronavirus, and as many as 280,000 people across the world die due to coronavirus infection. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 8 in the evening. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.